10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needs something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
You ain't heard about Modo Casino? Modo has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Modo. I like my slots hot. Modo's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Modo Casino. Modo Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Modo, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Modo Casino app today. Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, he and his siblings have all seen shadow people. But is it now affecting their children too? Did a shadow person actually pick up his nephew?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
We love Real Ghost Stories. That's what we do here. So if you've got one, we really would like to hear it. You can call it in at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you'd like to become a premium subscriber, that's up to you. You can sign up through Apple Podcasts and you get no commercials, advanced episodes, and access to every single episode ever. You could also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes and Kathy Gordon is here today.
I am here today. I'm so excited to talk about ghost stories and hopefully the ghost in your computer.
Oh my God. I don't know if it is paranormal or what, but you know how when you have a computer problem, like all of a sudden, just one day you have a problem and it's been like one problem. Then there's another problem I didn't even realize I had in another one. Everything was working fine on Friday. On Saturday, I sit down to do some work. Nothing is working right. And it hasn't worked right since.
And you know, like,
what is up with that?
Like, yeah, like what's up with that? And you know, I think that it just, like you said, could be updates, you know, could there be something that they tried to update, now it's not working well with something else and you need this patch or whatever,
yeah,
you
know? I don't know.
All these things, it just makes me crazy.
This is when I wish I was smarter.
I would rather have, you know, like, Freddy Krueger standing in the kitchen than computer troubles.
You know, I got to think about that for a minute.
Would you rather have Jason looking in the window?
If I see Freddy Krueger, I know I'm going to die. So that would be really bad. But yeah, this is mentally exhausting. Like I literally over the weekend spent 8 to 10 hours just watching all these YouTube videos and tutorials and like trying to figure out what's wrong. I got on the phone with Tony. He's trying to help me figure out what's wrong. We're also going to do the same thing again tomorrow. And
I'm telling you, like my two biggest stressors, car trouble, computer trouble. Those are my two.
And probably in that order, just because when you have car troubles, then you know, you can't really go anywhere. But even then I could take an Uber. Now I can't even, you know, what do I do?
Right.
It's just like, you can't work. I've tried to figure out everything. It's just, I don't know. It has been an absolute mess. But,
oh my God,
I got it figured out right now enough that we can do this.
I love it. Okay, so let's have a story.
Yeah, so this is, we've got one story today. It's one long story. So it's a phone call and here we go.
All righty.
Hello, my name is Victor. I'm from California. Yeah, I know a lot of people share stories on here. I enjoy listening to it when I'm driving into work. It's just interesting to kind of hear about shared experiences sometimes and go, hey, there's something out there for sure. And, you know, while some people may exaggerate stories, I mean, there's some truth in everything. So I wanted to share some quick stories. I'm the youngest of four siblings. I have three older sisters. And surprisingly enough, everyone, including my mother, have experienced some things that couldn't be explained from, you know, one side of the spectrum to the other. I personally, myself, have only seen shadow people. When I was younger, I went to visit my sister and my baby nephews. I was maybe like 13, 14. I remember going into her apartment, which wasn't too far from where we lived. One of the bedrooms themselves was kind of farther into the house. It didn't have any windows because it was kind of almost like in the center of the apartment. So you got no natural light in there. But you get a little bit of light if like a door was left open further down the hall. It was one of my first experiences seeing a shadow person because I went in looking for my nephews who were like toddlers at the time to go like play with them and say hi. And when I walked into the bedroom, I saw these shadows against the wall moving, and there was no shadow movement that should have occurred because I was standing still and I was the only one in the kind of a doorway frame that would have possibly created the movement. So at that point I said, Jerry, Adrian, calling on nephew's names. And my sister said, we're back here, like near the back of the house. So right away I knew something was up, and I left. That was one of my first experiences seeing a shadow. Creeped me out, but simultaneously I was like, well, whatever. It could have been trick of the eye. I've seen some shadow folks, and I think they called it Desert Willow. It's near Tucson, Arizona. It is now an abandoned place, but it used to be like a summer camp for kids. And we were exploring there when I was 18. We saw this cabin that no longer had. It only had the door frame and the window frames, no glass or door anymore. My boyfriend at the time was telling me a story of, you know, that this place was haunted, that it was built over some kind of indigenous battleground. And he has Navajo background, and he was just mentioning and telling us, like, yeah, you know, fires would inexplicably occur there. We had our flashlights because we're having fun. No natural light, just the moon and the flashlights. And as we're walking around, we're pointing the flashlight through the cabin to see what's inside without going inside. And in one of those instances, when we pointed the flashlight through one of the window frames, a black shadow came over and blocked the light. Now, usually when light hits something, it brightens it up and you can clearly see what it is. So even if a wall's dark, if I put the light on the wall, I could see it was a wooden wall. Well, whatever this was kind of was absorbing the light, meaning that when the light was pointed at it, it was still black. And we're like, oh, maybe it's like a homeless person or something in there. So as we moved the light over to the door frame, the thing swiftly moved, went to the door, and then opened up its arms. It still like absorbed the light, so it was nothing but a shadow figure that opened up its arms. It could make out that, and that freaked us out. So we started running back to the car, and as we're running, we heard rustling near our feet, as if animals were scurrying away along with us. So we get to the car. I was told, you know, to like clean my shoes off of the dirt, to not bring any of this, like, you know, I don't know if it's considered sacred or not, but the dirt into the car or eventually to the house. But, you know, there were those kind of inexplicable shadows that we see. That was the most I saw, but I feel like my sisters got a little bit worse than I did. My sister, Amy, lived with her boyfriend, and she had her two kids. They lived in this really old duplex in Los Angeles. It since has been, you know, demoed and no longer exists. But it was one of those tall two-floor buildings. Somebody resided on the second building. They were on the first floor. And it was like dark wood. The interior was wood. The exterior was wood. It looked really old. This was like 94, 95. I remember I was young. I was maybe 10 years old. And one night, it was probably past 11 o'clock, my sister, my baby nephew at the time, and her husband, her boyfriend, came over to our house. And this was before cell phones, before anything. They just knocked on the door. They came in hysterically. My mom was trying to calm my sister down. My dad was trying to talk to my sister's boyfriend. They're like, what's happening? What's going on? And I was just kind of confused, like, what is happening? So my mom put this, like, St. Jude necklace on my baby nephew and started praying, and I was trying to decipher what was happening. My dad, who had a rifle at the time, grabbed a rifle and left with my sister's boyfriend. And I was just confused as hell. I was like, did somebody attack him? What's happening? So my sister later shared that that sometimes, every once in a while, my nephew's toys would turn on. And when they would turn on, they didn't have batteries in them. They're like, you know, we didn't put batteries in the toys because some of the toys were like for a toddler and he was a baby. He wasn't going to play with them. So a lot of the toys didn't have the batteries in them. They were just, you know, in the baby's room available. And they would play on their own and they checked. They wouldn't have batteries and they thought it was creepy, but that was the most they experienced until that night. And in that specific night, they said that they heard one of the toy car sirens start to play. And they knew it was one of the toys that typically turned on by itself as well. So they went into the baby's room, and when they went in there, that they saw like a black shadow picking the baby up off the crib and lifting the baby up. And that my nephew was just inexplicably quiet. Not like asleep, he was awake, but he was just quiet, like in a trance. So as they were pulling the baby off of the arms of the shadow thing, that it wouldn't let go. And then finally it did, and they just freaked out and they left the house. My dad went to see if somebody was over there with a gun, and obviously they didn't find anybody. They ended up moving away, but she said it was one of the scariest experiences she's ever had. My oldest sister then shared that she's kind of had a run-in with creepy things as well. She worked in real estate, and I guess based off the building they lived, they worked at, there were two buildings. There was one they worked out of. The other one was under construction for whatever reason, but they had access to that bathroom because the bathroom that was in their building was closed out. I guess it was getting repaired or demoed, whatever it was. So what happened is she says that she never liked going to that restroom. She'd rather hold in, you know, having to use the restroom because she would hear stories, and they said there was an old woman that used to appear in the bathrooms if you were alone. And she's like, you know what? I didn't want to test it out. You know, whether I believed in it or not, I wasn't there to be the person that discovered, hey, it's something real. But she said she had to go to the restroom really bad one time, and she didn't want to go by herself, so she told her coworker, hey, come with me to the restrooms. I really have to go. So she said she went to the restroom. They had the stalls. They were both using the stalls. My sister finished, and she was washing her hands. Her coworker was still not out of the stall yet, but they were the only ones in the restroom. She said that she was washing her hands, and obviously there's a full-length mirror going across all the other sinks, and that she lifted her eyes, and that one of the stalls, the door started slowly opening. She's like, I was just fixated, like, oh, why is it slowly opening? Nobody's in there. And at that point, I guess her coworker came out of the bathroom and was starting to wash her hands. And that as the door fully opened, she saw an old lady with black hair, a black outfit, black boots or shoes, black stockings, just standing in the stall facing down. And she said she just felt this simultaneous, like, goosebumps and this, like, weird sensation that just tingled inside of her, yelled her coworker's name and was like, go, 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 she's here, and they ran out. And that the coworker's like, what happened? She's like, I saw the little old lady. I actually saw the old lady. She's like, she never went into the bathroom again. She's like, I believe in ghosts now because of that experience. And there was no reason because nobody else was in there. She's like, we purposely made sure because they checked into the stalls before they started using them just because they were that cautious and aware of like stuff that could go down. Lastly, and this is probably the most creepy one, this was maybe 5-6 years ago. My other sister, Rachel, she lives in a house, and they always had weird things happen. She said that in that house, the washing machine would turn on by itself, the sink would turn on by itself, and that sometimes she'd be washing dishes, and from the corner of her eye, she'd see something very low and black move around the house, and sometimes she used to think that their dog got in. So she used to go and check, and nothing would be in the room where she checked. And then she'd go to see if the dog was outside, and the dog was outside, and the door would be closed. There would be no way for the dog to come in. She said that my niece said that while she was taking a shower once, that the towels and the shower sliding door started shaking on their own. And there was no earthquake, and she just ran out of there and was scared. And then my sister just told her, like, oh, you probably just hit the shower door, just trying to calm her down, but she knew something was up. Well, this was on April 9th. I remember because I was driving from my office back home. I still lived with my parents at the time. My parents were in Mexico. My dad was retired, so they'd go for like 3-4 months at a time. And I was like, holy crap, it's my dad's birthday. It's April 9th. Let me call and say happy birthday. So I call my mom as I'm driving, and I was like, hey, is my dad there so I can say happy birthday? And my mom goes, yeah, but just so you know, when you get home, you might have a surprise. And I'm thinking, oh, did they have something mailed from over there? And I was like, oh, what's the surprise? She's like, well, your sister's over there at the house. She's probably going to be spending some time there with you. And I was like, oh, why? I was like, was it a domestic dispute? Did her and her husband get in an argument? And she's saying, she's like, she said she saw something at her house. She was alone and she doesn't want to be there. So I thought that was weird. So I called my sister immediately afterward. I forgot to say happy birthday to my dad. I was like, hey, what happened? And she was still kind of nervous. And she's like, yeah, she's like, I was, you know, it's broad daylight. She's like, you know, in the mornings, she dropped my nephew off at school. My niece, who was in her, you know, 1920 at the time, just had a baby daughter. So she had like a, what, 2-year-old, 1.5-year-old with her while my niece was working. And she's like, yeah, I had the baby with me. We went on a stroll. It was before 10 in the morning. So still sunlight, still daytime. She's like, we got back. They had a little puppy too. And they're like, we're in the house. It's just her, my 2-year-old niece, my niece's daughter, who's 2 years old, and the little puppy. She's like, and I started putting music on my phone because I had to put laundry away. So she says she was in her bedroom sitting down. My baby niece is like playing around in there with the puppy, and that the music on her phone would suddenly start to lower as if a call was coming in. So she'd get up and check the phone and no call would come in and the music would go back up high. So she'd sit down, and then that way it would do it again. And she's like, it started getting creepy. She's like, so that after that, it was a Spanish song and had to do with the devil. And it's not a demonic song, but it talked about like how the devil gets in your mind and et cetera. And she's like, it was just weird that that song started playing and I just started feeling a little bit unnerved. And she said that at that point in time, she was on one edge of the bed, sitting down, kind of pairing up some socks, when she heard the puppy start barking uncontrollably. She's like, quiet, quiet, be quiet. And she's like, the puppy never barked like that. It was just barking. And that it was looking at the corner diagonally far from her. And she's like, I slowly turned because I had a mound of clothes over there. And she's like, and I saw a face. And the face was like gray, black, wrinkled. It had yellow eyes, and it was peeking over the edge of the bed, staring directly at her. And she said she froze up for a second because she's like, it was clearly a face. And she said she had clothes in her hand, and she threw it at the corner, but it slowly started lowering itself anyways, as if you had like a cardboard cutout, and somebody left the cardboard cutout and then started lowering it. And then when she did that, my niece started walking toward that way, and she grabbed my baby niece, grabbed the dog, and ran out of the house. She's like, I left. I didn't grab my purse. I had my car keys. And she went over to my mom's house. And I told her, I was like, do you think maybe it was like the mound of clothes? She's like, I saw what I saw. And it was a face that looked at me, and I looked at it. She's like, and I know there's something wrong with that place, but I never thought it would get to this. And so she called her husband. Her husband left work early. And he was uncomfortable, but that they went at nighttime, and their bigger dog who was there would not go into the house. And other times she was like, usually if we open the house door, he'll run inside and we have to get him out, like, get out, you're an outdoor dog. But it did not want to go in the house. And they went in, and that her husband turned on all the lights, and that they went into the bedroom and everything was as is. And that her husband said, oh, you probably saw the mound of clothes and thought you saw a face. And she's like, no, I didn't. I know what I saw. And she stayed with my mom for about a good week before their, you know, I guess their fear dissipated and they ended up going back. But funny enough, my partner said, hey, do you remember when we were at a party at your sister's house and we were in the dining room area and he took a picture of the whole family? He wasn't in it. And behind us is a glass window. And within the glass window, there was a reflection of a face that looked kind of like the girl from The Exorcist. And there was no TV. There was nothing that would have caused reflection of a face, especially because we had our backs turned toward the window. So none of our faces could have been reflected there. And he was the only one facing the window. And his face was accounted for in the reflection. And he socialized it. He said it felt creepy, so he deleted it off his phone. And then even my mom said that when she was having dinner there one time, she was sitting down, her back was turned toward the hallway, and that she felt something whisper and blow air in her ear and touch her ear. And I remember we were sitting there, and she suddenly turned as if a mosquito or something went in her ear, and she started pulling her ear away and going, oh, my God, oh, my God. And we said, what? And she said, somebody whispered and touched my ear. In the Spanish or Mexican culture, they call things duendes, which are like little trolls that like to move things around and kind of be mischievous and do that. But she thinks it was something much more than that. And they never got an explanation. They still live there, which I don't know how they do it. Mind you, it's been 6 years. She hasn't seen anything yet. But yeah, just wanted to share some of the crazy stories my family and I have experienced, hoping I can share a story about our aunt who lived in a haunted house in Chicago and had some things she experienced while she was pregnant. Thanks for listening.
Well, I do want to hear about the aunt in Chicago, too. So do you think there's such a... Because I do. I think that some families can just be more open to sensitivity and things happening than other families, because it sounds like his family is full of it. And by that, I mean paranormal activity.
You know, as I was listening to these, I was thinking... Exactly that. Is this just people that are sensitive? So it kind of doesn't matter where they are. They're going to pick up on things.
Because those were all extreme stories.
And, you know, I'm thinking, or is it like what things follow them wherever they go? You know, like we've talked about that with me sometimes. Like, you know, it just seems like it doesn't matter where I live. Things are going to happen to me. But some of these... I felt both ways in when he was talking about these things. For example, I felt like the old lady in the bathroom, that was a haunting of that building.
And his sister picked up on it wasn't right. And she
and other people said that they'd seen, you know, there was this, you know, story of a old woman that haunted it. And she knew it felt creepy. Mm-hmm. And so she never wanted to go in there and stuff. Then she saw it. So that one makes me think that that is a haunting of that building, that now, particular place.
I will.
But
can I add?
She could see it.
Yes, I was going to add that. I think that the other people at work, you know, maybe they got a creepy feeling, maybe don't love it, but they're not going to see it like she mm-hmm. did.
Yeah.
So I thought that was interesting. And I'd be like, after that experience, I'd be like, I'll just run a Quick Trip every time I got to go to the bathroom. Well, I'll jump in my car.
Did her friend that was in there with her see the old woman too, though?
I thought so. Or
that's what I thought. Had,
or at least if she didn't actually see it, she heard it or sensed it or experienced it.
Mm-hmm. I just had the feeling that the friend saw it too, so that they both were like, let's get out of here.
I did have to kind of smile at the end because he goes, and now this is the creepiest story yet. And that was a creepy story.
Well,
about she's
now, wait a minute. And I was going like, but, okay, so wait a minute.
The baby being held up by
baby
a shadow
levitating.
Person. Yes.
Yeah, I was like, that.
And then they had to take it away from the black shadow.
Yeah, it person. Wasn't just... It wasn't just like they went over there and got the baby and ran out. Like they were like tugging it or something, you
it's
know, like there was
what
a
it sounded like
struggle.
There, yes. So I have to, with all respect, I'm going to argue with him. I think that was the creepier story.
Yeah, I'm
going to,
like, if I have to
child.
Rate these stories, I'm definitely going to put levitating, that's a cross between floating and levitating, baby.
Levitating.
levitating
baby. Falovitating. I like
that one's number one. And then I'm not so sure that a creepy abandoned summer camp isn't right up there.
That was really creepy too.
Like I was just thinking that, you know, like trying to get in my head what this abandoned camp would look like. And, you know, it'd just be so creepy with these, you know, dilapidated buildings and what's, you know.
And I thought the bathroom story and the folding laundry and seeing the face story almost tied for second place. But I think I'm going to argue with him. I think the creepiest story he has is the baby being held up by a black shadow person.
God.
Like,
I cannot imagine going into my child's room and the baby is just kind of in a trance floating.
Right? Did not like that at all.
Well, and, you know, I feel like the entire family is open to this because when they were so scared and they took the baby and they ran out and they went to the parents' house and the dad's like, oh, hell yeah, I believe you. And he gets the gun to go. You know, like,
I like the dad.
Nobody he ain't messing around. Yeah, like nobody said, that's just stupid, you know, like that can't happen. And, you know, it must have just been like a wind or something. I don't know. You know, people make up like all these things and you go, no, but the baby is floating. You know, I don't know what else to tell you.
Right?
The baby's up in the air off of the mattress, you know.
And we're tugging at it.
Yeah. Like I can't get it away from this force, you know. So, but the family, the parents were like, oh, yeah. You know, the mom's praying, the you know, and the dad's like getting the gun and, you know, so I feel like the whole family is open and has had experiences. And I'll bet if you talk to mom and dad, they would have stories to tell.
Agreed. I agree.
You know.
And I think, you know, I think that there are some families that are, and maybe it might be mom or dad. Maybe one of them is more sensitive than the other. And maybe the kids get it from mom or maybe they get it from dad. But it sounds like it's like everyone in the family's had experiences.
I think so. Yeah.
And you know,
I think so too.
And I get to where you're folding laundry and it's like, I just saw this face that would creep me out. But I do think I'd be like the husband. Maybe what you saw was.
Well,
because
you
want to find an explanation that's not terrifying.
You're like, there's something just in your periphery, right? And you go, what was that? And then you think, well, maybe it was, you know, da 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 da, right? And whatever. But this, what she said wasn't in her periphery.
Mm-mm.
She turns over and sees a face. You know, peeking over the edge of the bed.
I don't like it. I don't like it at all.
Boy. Yeah.
Oh,
boy.
So I did think that was very interesting, like all these extreme experiences. So
yeah.
So definitely write in with the aunt story.
And it wasn't just shadow figures. Like we did have shadow figures, but then there was like this full-fledged apparition of the old woman. And then there was a face.
I know.
So it wasn't only just, and then the whispers in the ear, the reflection in the, you know, window there at the, like, maybe it was a dining room hutch.
Regan,
is that what I was taking?
Of all things you could see, it's Regan from The Exorcist. I don't want her to pop up in any family photos. I'm just putting that
like
out
that,
there.
That picture that I took, that I got when we went to the haunted hotel a while ago.
It was kind of Regan-like.
It was kind of Regan-like, too. It was pretty
and
creepy
kind of a
face.
It was Regan-like in a grieving widow from the late 1800s sort of way.
That's yeah, well, you know, you get that like. Kind of, yeah, but the it just looked.
Because she was all in black.
You know? Yeah,
so
and then super,
kind of,
the face is like super mean and possessed kind
She's
of face.
Pissed.
Yeah, pissed, yeah.
Oh, I don't know. But so that was very interesting. Thank you very much for writing that in. And if you are calling that in, and if you have a real ghost story, we'd love to hear it. If you want to call it in, the number's 855-853-4802 or write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you would like to become a premium subscriber, there are no commercials and you get access to the complete archive and all the advanced episodes. Sign up through Apple Podcasts or go to patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Third Love makes bras that actually fit, so they know this. If your bra feels uncomfortable, the problem isn't your body, it's your bra. Third Love designs for comfort first. Soft fabrics, support that doesn't dig, pinch, or slip. Bras that feel good and look good under everything you wear. Shop Third Love and explore over 60 sizes, including AA through H, and half cup sizes you won't find anywhere else. Get $15 off your first purchase at thirdlove.com with code PODCAST15.
Here's what happened when one journalist reported on DEI programs.
I decided to just focus on the University of Michigan. I obtained internal documents that showed that the school had spent about $250 million on DEI programs. I spent 2 weeks in Ann Arbor talking to everybody I could find. The unintended consequences of these programs, they had sort of left everybody dissatisfied. And this expensive machinery the school had built just imploded. If you're a journalist, you are not on anyone's team. All you're trying to do is figure out as many of the facts as you can gather. The facts are going to guide you to where the story lands. You're not taking sides. I'm Nick Confessori. I'm an investigations reporter for the New York Times.
Journalists like Nick follow the facts wherever they lead. They go where news breaks, get answers firsthand, and publish what they find. That's fact-based reporting. Seek it out if you don't already.
Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them, while everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Moto Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them, while everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Moto Casino, the only app worth your time.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Moto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Moto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, It's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Moto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto. It's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.